Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
I'm delighted to welcome Ronan Cullum. He's the Group Managing Director with Castlethorne to the programme. Ronan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Great to be here.
Now, Castlethorne, fantastic business. The scale of the business is amazing. We'll come back to it in a minute. But I wanted to go back to Kiltearnan and Ballinteer. The early days, I think your first jobs were on building sites in the family business. Would that be right?
That's right. My parents set up a construction business in the early 70s, and I suppose our house was the head office.
Was it?
Our kitchen table was the boardroom.
Yeah.
And I suppose, like all family businesses, everybody in the household participated in it. When you answered the phone, you answered it with the company name because it might be the next job.
That's how it worked, yeah.
And I suppose during the summer holidays as a kid, it was great to get out and work on building sites. In fact, probably can't even do that now today, you know.
No, I know. And the learnings of a building site, particularly as a, you know, a labourer or some young fella, it's a whole new world.
Well, it is. But there's the value of, you know, learning how to work.
Hard work.
Learning how to deal with people and learning how to interact with lots of different personalities on site. So it was a great education.
Sure. Professionally then, you took yourself off to DIT, as it was at the time, TU Dublin, as they call it now, and you did a BSc in surveying. So that was, I suppose, the professional qualification to allow you bring that back into the business.
Yeah. I think I there was an inevitability that I'd probably end up in some construction-related profession or business, and I went to Bolton Street. Ironically, I actually went around the corner here, because at the time Bolton Street was a much smaller campus. There was a load of annexes around town, and I was in Longford House just behind.
I know Longford, and that's where all the architectural technicians trained
exactly,
as well.
Exactly,
It's just down that side. Yeah, I know exactly where it is.
I took a walk around this morning for old times' sake.
Yeah. You probably knew that you were ultimately destined for the family business at that stage, or?
Yeah, I think it was probably always a possibility and perhaps an expectation. But funny enough, I bumped into a guy I knew just outside Longford House, as it happens, during my time in college. And he was a second generation operator of a family business. And he said to me, you know, you should go and get a job somewhere else when you finish college. And at least then you won't be just the boss's son when you come in. So I took his advice. And someday, 35 years later, maybe I will go back, you know.
But you know, it's good advice because you come back with something, you come back having learned something, and that whole thing about, you know, the boss's son with no experience or no, is a very difficult place for an individual to be placed.
I think it is, and I think that I think as an individual, I think I'm far happier having not followed the route of the family business and having made my own way along.
And your own way brought you to Walls Construction.
That's right.
Where you were, a divisional director there. So what was that like when you look at that business and you compare it, I suppose, to your own business, Castlethorne?
At the time when I went into Walls Construction, you know, it would have been the early 90s. It was a time when it was very difficult for people in the construction industry. It's a very cyclical business, as you know. It follows the economy quite closely.
Sure.
And times were tough, but I had a really good education there, and I met some really, really good people, and many of whom I'm still in touch with today, which is really great. And I kind of regard my friends and colleagues in Walls as my second family in some respects. But it was a really good business, a really good grinding. I was sent on the missions to Cork for the last 4 years of my time there to run the Munster region, and while that was challenging as a dub. It turned out to be successful, and I was
great,
and it stood me well in my future career.
So the Castlethorne business, then, just to remind listeners, you've built over 30,000 houses. It was two businesses, being Castlethorne and also Chartered Land. And Chartered Land, for those who may not know, the builders of the Dundrum Town Centre, Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, really super projects of scale.
The back catalogue, as we call it, and is really impressive. And when you think about the landmark locations, again, Facebook's European headquarters is part of that. There's a lot of very landmark buildings and projects in their past portfolio. And so Chartered Land concentrated mainly on commercial and retail and leisure, whereas Castletorn Business concentrated mainly on the house building and home part. And we decided a few years ago to start to bring those two businesses together, and we've kind of successfully merged the two at this stage.
Okay, and you've now got sort of 8 sites developing 3,500 homes. Yeah. Like, we hear an awful lot, Ronan, about our inability to build. You know, you're building quite a lot of houses here, and the scale. What are the, you know, I know there are challenges, but, you know, is it a number of different things? Because if it was simple, we would have solved the housing crisis.
You're absolutely
by now.
Right, Bobby. There's no one silver bullet that's going to solve this issue. There are a multiplicity of things that need to be tackled to make sure that the rest of the industry can follow us and other leaders in the industry and begin to deliver in volume. We have a small organization, but we run a very big business, as you can see, in terms of the volume and scale of numbers we build. The challenges out there cross a wide spectrum: funding, finance, planning, availability of zoned land. Funny enough, one of the things that people focus on is resources, and we actually don't see a problem with resources.
Right.
Ironically, you know,
in terms of trades
and labor and the industrial capacity to deliver, right? We think that's there. And, it's all the other pieces that are stopping us and frustrating us from moving on and delivering more units into the marketplace.
Yeah, it's a long playing game in that, you know, a business, you've got to acquire your site. You've then got to go through whatever planning, getting your utilities connected. So it's never going to be short term. So you've got to be thinking 10 years out, do you not?
We do. And, and you know, we have a business plan for the 5 years in front of us and an outlook on beyond in 10 years. One of the interesting things when we look at our output and capacity and statistics is that typically, you know, for 100 houses, it'll take us a year and a half and a million plus euros to get a planning permission. Yeah. Wow. But we'll build those in a year. So we have to produce more plannings more quickly to keep the production machine running. And there's a lot of commentary and a lot of knowledge in the country about the problems in the planning process and the difficulty of getting planning. So that's a huge area of focus for us right now.
Are we any closer to sorting that out? Like, the government came out with another 700-odd page plan, which looked to me, and I didn't read it in detail, but it seemed to me to be just making things even more bureaucratic than they already are.
I haven't read it in detail either, Bobby. I have plenty of people who have. And the reality is that the existing planning framework is 25 years old. It's had patches and patches and patches put on it over the years to make amendments for various things that were required as time went on. The new legislation is designed to try and wrap all that up together and tidy it up. We're looking forward to that. We think it will provide better visibility and outlook for our industry and our business when it lands. The biggest bone of contention for us is that it's been coming and coming and coming and coming, and that period of indecision between the...
You can't plan with indecision.
You can't, no. And critically, the funding, money, which is the fuel for our industry, it can't make decisions based on indecision in that planning framework. So a lot of projects are now stalled or trapped and can't commence and can't move.
And it's the old adage of time being money is like
never
ultimately the punter pays. That's one of the issues around the end cost of a house.
It is.
The delays in getting to there.
It is. So when you acquire a piece of land, you know, you invest heavily in it, and there's a cost of holding that piece of land and funding it while you bring it through the planning process. And the longer all of that takes and the more uncertainty in there, the higher the costs are. And unfortunately, that then has to fall to the end consumer, which is the home buyer. Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So you're tell us a little bit about just managing these large scale projects. Like, if you're building something like Dundrum Town Centre or the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, these are big, big projects. Is how much of the resource is actually on site, and what's... Give us a sense of a project like that.
So we rely hugely on a collaborative relationship with other teams that we bring together: architects, engineers, project managers, surveyors, and a plethora of consultants that are required to assist us in putting the projects together. What we bring is the land, the finance, the vision, the ideas, and then we bring all these professionals together to try and realise those into, I suppose, a paper project.
In sure. It.
And then eventually you have to take the big decision and go to site and break ground and really spend money. And places like Dundrum, you know, that was an enormous undertaking, extremely complex, with a huge number of actors involved in putting it together. And one of the things that I think we as a development company have an advantage in is we build an awful lot of our product ourselves. And on occasions then we have to go and get the big guys in to help us with a Dundrum or something like that. But because we are of the building industry and because we know the building industry, we have better relationships with our contractors, with our architects, with our design team.
Yeah.
That gives you a better outcome ultimately.
Okay, fantastic and fascinating business. Finally, Roland, can we ask you about what you say you're competitive by nature? You're a champion skier, you're a sailor. Do you see business and leisure all as one big competition?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's the game of life, the game of work, and the game of sport, you know. So I do in that respect, and I like to win. That doesn't mean I have to trample on everybody. I've been asked, am I competitive? I always say I'm not competitive. I'm obnoxiously competitive, you know. So, but I think there's no pleasure in victory if everybody on the journey with you isn't celebrating with you and enjoying your success also. So that's really important.
I think you're dead right. Well, look, it's great to talk to you. What a great business. And looks to me that you've a pipeline of really interesting work coming forward over the next number of years. So, Roland Cullum, Group Managing Director of Castletorne. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.